Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
And just to flag that we will be discussing very sensitive issues here, so our next topic would not be suitable for younger ears. While more light has been shed on the horrors of sexual abuse in the global media in recent years, one all too common form of assault has slipped under the radar. Stealthing is the practice of non-consensual removal of a condom during sex. According to an American study, 12% of young women say they've experienced this. The state of California is in the process of making stealthing a civil offence. To discuss all this, I'm joined by Nolene Blackwell, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Good afternoon, Nolene. How are you today?
Great, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
I have to admit, I've never heard of stealthing before. What exactly is it?
All right, so stealthing is the act of removing a condom during penetration or during intercourse. So if somebody, without the consent of their partner, takes off the condom stealthily or, you know, without the knowledge of the other person and continues within the sexual action, then that is stealthing. So stealthy, secretly taking off the condom so that somebody else has unprotected sex without their knowledge.
Right. I'm stumped. Why would somebody be doing this?
Yeah. And in fact, I think that's a really good question. And I would love somebody to give me a logical answer for that. It just seems to be one of those things that for some peculiar reason, some people seem to think is all right or is fun. And certainly the people who contact us about it. So some people do contact us about it. They have had that experience. They're upset. They need to talk about it, and they contact the confidential helpline, and we will talk to them about it. And the real thing that bothers people more than anything is that they had an agreement on certain terms for sexual activity, and the other person, malice aforethought or intending to do it, actually did something which was a total breach of trust and a total lack of consensual activity. Now, so that's from the point of view of the person who has to experience it. But there seems to be a kind of nearly a sense in which it is okay or a fun thing to do, or let's see if we can get away with this, that there seems to be some level of acceptance that I've never been able to understand how anyone could think that it was acceptable behaviour or that it wasn't harmful. And maybe that's the bit that wasn't known. Maybe people didn't understand how harmful it is to engage in sexual activity without consent and telling somebody you were going to do one thing and doing something else. But it's actually beyond me still. I've never heard of a logical explanation for it, but it is a thing that seems to get passed from one group to another.
Right.
Which is probably why California is taking this extra step.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is social media somehow involved on some level with this?
Yes, very, very possibly. And just to say, Tom, that just as I mentioned the California law there as well, it's really important, I think, that people understand not only that it's harmful, but that in Ireland, if you have non-consensual sex, it is a criminal offence. It is actually rape. And so non-consent happens when one of the parties to the act is unaware or is mistaken as to the nature of the activity that's going on. So in this case, it is clearly, I can't say somebody is engaged in criminal behaviour, that's a matter for the court, but all I can say is it has all the aspects of a crime, and someone who engages in this is already doing something which is very likely to be identified as criminal behaviour if it is reported.
I really wonder if people who are doing this realise quite how serious a thing it is. I mean, apart from the physical dangers of an unwanted pregnancy,
yes,
or an STD, there is a sense for the person they're doing it to of, I didn't sign up for this. This is not what we agreed to.
Yeah, exactly. I think I am hoping, Tom, that some people don't actually realise the harm that they do when they do this. Although it is kind of, I don't know, you have to say how much thinking has gone into it. If you don't understand that you communicate with somebody, you tell them you're wearing a condom, and on that basis, you go ahead with sexual activity, and in the middle of it, without change, without talking to the person, without communicating it, you stealthily or secretly take off that condom and have unprotected sex. It is true that possibly people don't understand the harm they're doing. Mm. They possibly don't understand the crime. But you have to say they certainly haven't given it much thought, and neither have they given thought to any agreement that they've made to engage in the sexual activity in the first place. Like, I just think it's one of those things. There's an awful lot around consent that's very complex, that's complicated. Was there consent there? Did people communicate the consent? Stealthing is just one of those things that it seems to me is very straightforward. You are doing it secretly. You are doing it without your partner's knowledge. And in those circumstances, the partner does not understand the nature of the activity that they're involved in, and therefore it is wrong behaviour at all sorts of levels, at the level of hurting somebody, at the level of damaging them, possibly in a very serious way for a very long time, and it's also wrong, very likely, in law.
Right, that could have a huge impact on them, obviously, and as huge. We were saying, 12% of, according to this American study, of young women say they've experienced this. Now, obviously, it's something that they've thought about a lot in America, and there is a bill being introduced in California. So what approach are they taking to it? You know, how serious is it going to become for someone who does this?
Yeah, so what they're doing as well is they're introducing money into the equation, as I understand it. So I assume that in California and Wisconsin, like in Ireland, if you you can civilly sue somebody for rape, but it's really difficult. You have to go into an open court. You have to, you know, you have to hire a lawyer. You have to go in. You have to defend the case. It's serious money to bring a civil case in Ireland in circumstances like that. And what they seem to be doing is making it simpler to actually report in at a civil level, not go through the a police investigation. You bring your own case, you prove your own case, and in a civil case, you prove it on the balance of probabilities. Is this right or wrong? And if you can prove your case, the person who carried out that behaviour will or can be fined, and there may also be damages payable to the person who was hurt. So apart altogether from recognising the hurt that was done, this will also hurt people in their pocket. And very often that kind of sanction is needed. If the behaviour, we don't have the same data that they have in the States that gave them that information, but we do know that this is happening. And if we did have sufficient data and it was like that, then you would have to say, look, you just can't do this. As I say, I can't think of one single mitigating factor for stealthing, whereas you normally can think of something for other things. So in this case, this is saying, if you engage in this harmful, wrong activity, it will hurt you in your pocket, as well as you risking a criminal offence if the police were to take it on as well.
Right. They're saying it would be a non-criminal charge of sexual battery. You have to say that we'll be making the point very clearly that this is a very serious act that you have been engaged in and is taken very seriously. Now, I know you're saying that under Irish law it is a criminal offence, but has anyone ever pursued anything like this under Irish law?
Well, again, these cases are taken in private. I think it is the kind of thing that people tend not to take, although I do know there have been some reports into the Gardaí. I don't know how far they've gone because we don't have sufficient data, or they don't break down their investigations to that extent. This would constitute rape if the intercourse goes through, or sexual assault, so it is reported that way. So we don't actually have enough data to say that, but I do know there have been some reports into the Gardaí. I think a lot of people too, in the typical way with a lot of cases where people engage in sexual activity willingly, and something changes in the course of it like this, people can feel sometimes that it's nearly their fault, or they can feel a bit foolish, or they may not want to take it any further because they may not want to have to give all of this evidence and go through the court process, which is very hard in Ireland. So that's why very few sexual offences really are reported anyway. And in this case, there's a real good chance that people may not report. But maybe the more we talk about it, the more people recognise there are other avenues there.
Yeah.
Maybe then people will recognise that to stop people doing it, to stop people doing the harmful activity, we have to have sanctions. It has to be either, and this is a novel way of doing it because it's a simpler way of bringing a civil charge. And money often does talk.
Yeah.
So this may be needed, because if it is going to hurt people in their pocket, or if they risk going to court about it, it just mightn't look like such fun or such a clubby thing to do as it seems to be at the moment.
And they'll be named, obviously, which will be damaging for them as well. Nolene, thank you very much for joining us today. It's Nolene Blackwell, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. And the organisation's helpline, by the way, is 1-800-77-8888 if you want to call them about that. 53106 for your texts on that. You're listening to Moncrief Show here on News Talk. Tom Dunn with you. Plenty more to come after the break.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.